And hello, universe.
Hello, I am back. Hi, Matt.
Hi there, Jan. Welcome home.
I am home. What a journey.
Home from Egypt.
Egypt, 2 weeks through all the pyramids, and then an additional week in Israel.
And I didn't know you were going to Israel. I knew you were going to lead the tour to Egypt.
I forgot to tell you. Actually, I was invited there by an amazing woman who you might call a cross-cultural peace singer who I met last year at the World Sound Healing Conference, Ileana Gailad, and she is our guest, and we'll be bringing her in a little bit later, so stick around. She's just a very amazing woman, and we'll talk a little bit about our trip and her singing tour, sacred peace tour. She's quite an amazing woman.
And ironically, I landed 6 o'clock this morning from Hawaii.
Well, we've got me still jet-lagged from Israel. We've got you here from Hawaii, and we've got Ileana on the line from Israel. Are we jet-setters?
Yeah. What a planet.
Well, we are here in Cotati, California, and our show is live from Ordinary Miracles. I am Jan Sircone. My website is Music for Joy and Healing.
And what can people find on your website?
Well, it always needs updating. I know everybody's listening on their computer, so they know that feeling. But my work is all around sound, and I believe that sound frequencies, in my focus is through the voice, is our way home for personal healing, community healing, and planetary healing. I specifically use some technology called the Voice Bio that allows us to measure the music or frequencies in our body, take a look at that, correlate it to our health systems, and then use music to balance ourselves out. That's it in a nutshell.
And my website is fairly simple, mattkramer.com, mattkramer.com. And on there you'll see a banner for emotional healing through voice mapping. And I know who it was today. Carol, who does the, she has a healing conference Saturday up at the Flamingo Hotel in Santa Rosa.
Oh, yes. Are you going to be there?
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Will you be there?
I've been to the last two.
Okay.
Skipping this. I'll come say hello.
But Carol asked me a question. A lot of people say, well, are you doing the same thing Jan Sircone is doing? And I say, well, not really, except we both work with frequencies of the voice. With Jan, she works with the frequencies to see how they reveal what's going on physiologically with the health of the body. And in my case, the frequencies of the voice are also connected to historical stress and, in some cases, trauma, and how those are still impacting you. And one of my new metaphors is that every day we live is like a ring around a tree, and what's recorded in that ring is the stress we encountered, but also the coping skills and the respondent mechanisms that we brought up to deal with that stress. And especially when we're young, what we may have brought up got us through it, but it may not have been really an appropriate way to deal with it. And each one of those rings, and you figure there's 365 rings a year, they're all running their little tape loops and all being hypervigilant and adding a lot of stress. And what voice mapping can do is help you surface, process, and release those muscle memory connections. And if you go to the website, mattkramer.com, and click on the voice mapping, you can learn a lot more. And that's my little commercial for the evening.
Well, I have a question for you, Matt.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a person that has no issues in their voice?
It's not a question of no issues. When you look at the voice map, as it was developed by Calvin Young, you'll see 5 colors. You'll see half of them are white, and that's because they're actually part of the offset dynamic on the other side of the circle. So only as many as 6 sectors of a 12-sector pie will be highlighted. So in those other sectors, you'll see blue and green and yellow and red. Blue is a low emotional intensity, green is medium, yellow is high, and red is extreme. And when somebody's truly at peace about something, there is no yellow, there is no red. You'll see green and blue, or maybe all blue, and that's somebody who, around that subject, has total peace and relaxation. And it may be at the end of a session where they've actually gotten rid of
mm-hmm.
or, you know, severed that connection.
Wait a minute. Our voices are like mood rings.
I never thought of it like that. That's great.
Yeah. In other words, if our voices are real calm, they're blue. They're calm and blue. That's our throat chakra. Maybe things kind of aligned there?
I don't know that the voice is calm. It's that the frequency combinations, the depth and intensity is in that calm level.
Yeah. The voice just expresses what is going on in the body. It's the sounding, the amplification mechanism,
right,
to make that clear.
Right.
Actually, I look at the voice as a diagnostic tool, but then with my work, it's also the choice healing modality, because it is the launching off point of how we amplify ourselves. So if we are combinations and matrices of frequencies, that we can reset it by sounding our bodies, and the voice is the focal point of that. For instance, if someone were low in the frequencies of the C note, that usually means their thyroid is low. How can you increase energy to their immune system and their thyroid? But by bringing that vibration back into their system, and it's as simple as singing the frequencies that relate to the note of C.
So that resonance would stimulate the thyroid.
Well, yes. Yes. It's not, I'm simplifying it, of course.
Yes.
These things are never this simple. But in fact, you can sing your way to health, and it's proven that people who do sing often have higher immune systems and are healthier, less depressed, more endorphins.
I believe you read it, that it's similar to people that do a laughing therapy.
Exactly.
They sit around and they just start laughing.
I had this elderly couple that came to the Santa Fe conference to my booth, and I did a voice bio on them, and I whipped my head around. They had the highest frequency wave, most energized, and they were in their 80s. This cute little couple, and he kept joking with me, and they are laughter therapists in nursing homes.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, and so can you imagine all of that levity, it lifts the frequencies up.
Do you tell good jokes?
Oh, actually, they were corny, but I guess for his age group, they were good. your jokes are better, Matt, I promise. Well, we do have a bit of an announcement tonight for our many loyal listeners, that Matt and I have decided to take a break with the show, Live from Ordinary Miracles. We have loved doing this show, but I have opened a brand new door in my life. I've opened a healing center where I will be exclusively working with sound, the voice, music, and movement, and that is called Song and Spirit. I've opened it with a partner, a very wonderful gentleman, Russ Lee. And that's in the Belle Marin Keys area of Novato.
Very nice area.
It's just lovely. We're in a business park. It's a beautiful, spacious place. So I always tell people, follow your dreams. And so that takes some prioritizing. So that means that the radio show will go on hold while I put all of my energy and resources into building this center.
Well, synchronistically, I get emails from all over asking about voice mapping. And one place I get them from is Texas. And people say, is there anybody doing this in Texas? And there is one gentleman in San Antonio, but a number of people have emailed me from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And there's a doctor down there who's opening up his offices for me to use, and at least 1 or 2 weeks a month, I'm going to be developing a voice mapping practice in Dallas.
Oh, in Texas? Amazing.
Yeah.
And would you ever have thought of that?
No, I never would have thought of that. But it's amazing how, like you say, doors open and, hey, follow the energy.
It's like the flow. And I know that all of our listeners tonight know that things that they never imagined, that it is accelerating now. The doors are opening, things that may be in your linear left brain you hadn't planned, but they seem so right and so easy. And that always seems to be the key. Well, I'd like to lead into our guest tonight by saying that it really did seem like the right thing and in the flow and easy when Ileana came up to me after a talk that I made at the Santa Fe World Sound Healing Conference, and that she just said a few things that resonated with me. I love that word, resonating. That's good for our show. being music and voice and sound oriented, but I got that she knew what I was about, and I had a sense that I was to go with her and have some experiences in Israel. Now, I'll tell you, I do not follow the news very closely, but I know that things are not calm in that part of the world. So my first reaction was, well, should I go with the flow here because it felt right, or should I go with the fear? So I checked with my travel agent, and as luck would have it, that's how Spirit works. She often goes to Turkey and in and out of the Middle Eastern countries, and she said, oh, go. She said, the Scud missile smoke won't reach you there, Jan.
They have a different frequency.
Yeah, they're not headed towards me anyway, so I feel very protected. So I accepted the invitation, and it was on the tail end of an amazing sound healing tour organized by Paul Hubbard out of Texas, of all places. And my partner, Randy Masters, was the co-leader, and we did sacred ceremony and sound in the temples, and quite profoundly, this particular group seemed to have brought together many lifetimes of Egyptian sound healers and priestesses, so it was quite amazing. And after a couple of days of rest, I was picked up by the airport bright and early in the morning, having not slept all night, where Ileana Galad was waiting for me with a big sign saying, Welcome, Jan, to Israel. Let me tell you a little bit about Ileana. She is an internationally recognized composer influenced by classical and Mediterranean music. She lectures and teaches workshops on the conscious use of voice and rhythm. She'll be talking to you about that tonight, as they were used in ancient times for centering and healing. And I'd have to say, I teach voice, and I have for years, and Ileana showed me a new way of singing, of opening up from the bottom of your body, from your root chakra, and it is quite profound. And when you hear her sing, it is from a very deep place. It is ancient. It's a hollow sound, ancestral sound, that it deeply affects you. It makes you just stop and listen. Now, beyond that, she plays a frame drum, unbelievably. She also plays it when she drives real fast on the Israeli freeways. She plays her steering wheel, which made me a little bit nervous, but then I noticed she actually was holding it with her thumb. She's multi-talented. She's an amazing woman. She's sung with Bobby McFerrin. She has performed at the United Nations. And she's involved with research. She's been given grants that actually do prove that music heals, as so many of us know now. So we would like to welcome Ileana from Israel. It's actually 7 in the morning there. Hello, Ileana.
It is. Welcome.
Good morning.
For all of you who are from behind the Greenwich Mean Time plus 3, you have a nice night ahead of you. I speak from experience.
It's a beautiful evening, huh?
Weather like there this morning.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. I live in a Mediterranean health village in the hills of Galilee overlooking the Sea of Galilee. Mary Magdalene is my neighbor, let's say 15 minutes from here, and Jesus Christ, another 5 minutes from her. It's a beautiful place.
Well, I can attest to that. Waking up in the morning, you had me stay at a kibbutz.
Yeah.
And between myself and the Sea of Galilee was a thin slice of a bird reserve. So I watched all the beautiful angelic birds flying over the Sea of Galilee in the morning. There is nothing more profound to behold than that sight.
What do you want the world to know about you, Ileana?
That I'm committed to be an instrument of peace.
When did that start for you?
As a child. At 5 years old, I knew I had a a special role in life, and that everybody does, actually, and that that's part of the point of life is to discover what that is. I was actually born underneath a Hollywood sign in Cedar of Lebanon Hospital by just pretending of things to come. Like many of us with time, my heart's desires went undercover, and I learned to express myself in ways that weren't natural to me, but that fit in with the Western way of life. And in the 1980s, a big turning point was in 1984. I managed language services for the Los Angeles Olympic Committee. I hired the 600 interpreters in 23 languages. And so that was use of voice, but not mine. But it did connect me with that childhood dream, which was that when I get older, I'm going to have friends all around the world, and I'm going to go visit them. It went undercover as a childish dream, but in 1984, the entire world came to my doorstep. And,
I have to say that in 1984, I was also living in Los Angeles, and I was helping coordinate entertainment for the athletes, athletic villages.
It was an incredible time.
Yeah.
It really was a beautiful experience.
Well, when did you actually find yourself doing peace work in an international arena?
Really interesting question. Really during those Olympics. The question is, when did I find myself doing peace work? You know what? Really, ever since I can remember, I've always found myself serving as a bridge between disparate groups of people, disparate ways of thinking. The fact that I left my country of origin, I first left the States and went to France and then moved from France to Israel about 15 years ago. I left the States in 1991. And when I lived in France, it was another big turning point because I realized that how we think or how we approach life is really conditioned by our training. You guys were speaking about conditioning of the voice, and that's so true. You know, the voice, what comes out of our vocal cords, is actually the end result of how we've played the instrument. It's like people are born into, souls are born into different areas of the world that resonate with different frequencies. Okay, mm-hmm. So let's say the pioneer spirits are born into America or Australia, the Anglo-speaking countries. They're more proud traditionalists, might be Europeans, mass mentalities, maybe Chinese, fiery spirits, to be in the Mediterranean, and each area has its flavor.
Like a signature. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was very helpful to see because it enabled me to take what I like and leave the rest from where I'm from and where I was
What I'm getting from what you just said is that when we hear an accent, we may be thinking of how they're framing or shaping words differently, but there may be as much impact from the rearrangement of frequencies from what we're used to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Not only that, different languages, they're just like pieces of a puzzle. It always amazed me that, really, we're all the same. We all have the same desires. We all want our peace of mind. We all want to feel confident and comfortable and at ease and quiet inside. And yet how we express that is in different ways. You know, when
and it
someone
seems
says,
like
I love you in Chinese, it's different sound bites than saying it in English. Ani ohevet otach. You know, in Hebrew, it's a different frequency. And actually, Hebrew, the Hebrew language is consciously based upon the conscious use of sound and the conscious use of frequencies to affect physical reality. Meaning from the inside out, from the spirit to the physical.
Doing peace work, meaning that you're in the presence of people who may be in conflict with each other, have there been any moments there that have been particularly significant for you?
Yes. During the 2006 the war with Hezbollah, between northern Israel and Hezbollah. I live in northern Israel. And when the bombs began to drop, anybody who could flee, fled. And I thought, well, you know, I take myself with me wherever I go, so if there are bombs dropping, that means that I'm dropping bombs somewhere. So let me use myself as an instrument of peace. I consciously live here being part of a solution. And the fact that I happen to live in northern Israel is no different really than somebody living anywhere else in the world. Just, again, a different flavor of the same conflict that we all experience. And I decided to use this five-element healing music that already has been medically researched to lower blood pressure, heart rate, increase focus and quality of sleep. I thought, well, you're so smart, honey, you know, like, try it in a war.
Uh-huh.
And it worked!
What do you mean by five elements? Is that something you've developed?
Yeah, well, Voices of Eden music has been medically researched three times. The first time was in a neonatal ward in the center of the country, also in the middle of the Intifada of the Mideast crisis, and with a population of 50-50 Jewish Arab. And the results that I just spoke of, I built a model that I went back to pick apart what is it that I did so that I could speak about it and teach it to others, that it's not dependent upon me as a human, you know, as one person, that anybody could use it and get the same results. And the five elements ended up breaking down into the first and foremost and most important, which is silence and focus. Because without that, then we're just operating in the same way. The second is a long, single note, which provides a sense of safety. Imagine a mother who is breastfeeding her child, and the baby hears the mother's breath. The third is a heartbeat, or like an ostinato, something that's repetitive that also focuses, grounds. The fourth is a rhythm, generally from the Eastern world. Is it the modality that combines an Eastern approach to music and a Western approach? The use of the rhythm grounds the body, and the use of the voice, generally wordless, releases tension. And the fifth and last is melody.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, it's almost backwards of what people think it would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, in the West, we start from the head down. And in the East, from the bottom up. And I think that both are really important.
Your website is very beautiful. We're taking a look at it. Do you want to tell us how people can contact you and tell us about some of the things that you're involved with now, especially the school you took me to in Savat? It's just amazing to see the people of the different cultures there singing together. So mm-hmm. just go ahead and have free rein and tell us about
okay.
some of your projects.
Great. Well, I'm on my way there. After I hang up, I'm on my way there, so I'll send them your regards. I am the head of the singing department in Fath College of an ethnic music program that is also a Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Druze, Bedouin, religious, secular, I mean, the entire salad.
It's so wild. You have it wonderful.
And bottom line is what my specialty is that I help people to, I know if singing and using voice lights up your heart, but your mind freezes your body at times. I help people to set their authentic voice free so that while speaking, while singing, while in voice work or sound healing work, that the person remains centered and connected to their heart and their authenticity so that the essential vibration of the sound can come through. And if your voice gets trapped in your throat, your soul and your heart gets trapped in your throat, then I'm the address for helping people to set that free. And my website is voicesofeden.com. voicesofeden.com. Mm-hmm. And I also have a really cool, if you want good news from these parts and all kinds of unknown things about ancient healing and transformational music, you can mm-hmm. go to the blog, which is inspirationalmessage@blogspot.com.
Great.
And I teach courses over the internet.
Uh-huh.
For example,
great. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. The Friday on the 31st of May, there's a course, Secret Ancient Keys to Authentic and Transformational Singing. Mm-hmm. It's a course that the goal of it is to connect to the transformational power of one's natural voice. And it's a course that combines lecture and discussion and experiential exercises to release anxiety and inhibition, and guided visualization to locate your own sacred space. It's very much participatory sounding and singing. And geared to those who are conscious people who are really looking to remain connected with their authenticity and with their heart while singing, while toning, while speaking, people who work with other people with their voice. And they may be healers themselves, they may be peacemakers, they may be singers, they may be presenters, they may be coaches, they may be therapists.
Well, that's wonderful. They don't have to travel to Israel to work with you.
Yeah.
That's
well,
brilliant.
You know, it's so cool. This here we are on a radio show through the internet, and the way that we met was through the internet. It's just, you know, it's vibratory as well. I love it. During the war, I got real clear message to develop work through the internet so that I'm not dependent on any place and to make it easier to travel. And really, it isn't even a matter of traveling. It's a matter of being present.
Connected, right.
And this is reminding me, I just want to finish the thought that I was saying about the war. I think a lot of people get scared when they hear war or at the beginning of the show. Thank you so much for saying that you felt safe. Thank you so much for saying about, well, there are no Scuds. Israel is not Iraq. Please readers, listeners, it's not the same thing. And thank you for having the courage to trust your heart and trust your comfort.
It was beautiful, and there was millions of tour buses there. So a lot of other people have felt very comfortable going there. Remember, a lot of buses and people with bright yellow hats from all over the world. People want to go and walk where Christ walked, and they're there. It was very busy, very wonderful.
The other thing is that Matt asked about what in peacemaking. What was most astounding to me? What was most astounding to me was to realize that one day when I was particularly frightened, I'll tell that story. When I was particularly frightened, somehow the thought, that I want peace, and then I realized, how naive I've been. Everybody wants peace, but how do we know what that is? We want it, but do we know what it is? And if everything in this life is made of duality, black, white, female, male, plus, minus, then peace is the flip side of war. And if I'm unable to accept my war inside, how am I able to really connect with my peace inside authentically? And
very good.
That really opens
up. Can I make a comment on that?
Yeah.
One of my favorite tools, I also work as a mediator, working in conflict.
Yeah.
And one of the most profound things that my mentor ever said is resistance always indicates an unmet need.
Mm.
And it took me 2 years to really understand the nuances of that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
But especially in resonance to what you just said, is that in conflict with somebody, normally I use it, I say, okay, so somebody else is being resistant. Become a detective instead of becoming resistant back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's more profound when you realize I'm feeling resistant, and what is the need within me that's creating that resistance?
Yeah.
And to get to a place of self-reflection where you can work with that, it means you can really start doing... the transformation with yourself is always where it begins.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would love for our listeners to get a chance to hear Ileana's music, and I know you sent a piece over. Do you want to give a little introduction about that?
The piece that I sent over is The Cosmic Melody. And this is a piece that's written in the... key of C sharp, D flat, and really neither one of them. in Eastern approach, D flat and C sharp are not the same note. On a Western scale, I'd say we divide a tone into two, there's the black key in the middle. If you take the same interval in the East, it'll be divided into 9 and 13 intervals. So the ear in the East is much more developed, and ear is habitual. That's why sometimes when a Western ear hears Eastern music, it's very difficult to listen to. It may sound really scratchy, or it may sound off. It's not. It's another note. This is also really good news for those who think they sing off-key. You're not singing off-key. You're singing exactly on-key. You're just singing a key on key that you don't know.
I've gone into a little note there.
So this note has been measured as the frequency of the Earth's rotation. And until 1936, all instruments in the East were tuned to this instrument, and till this day, instruments in India are still tuned to this note.
Do you know the frequency offhand, the actual frequency?
I may be wrong, but I think it's 136.10.
Okay.
After we hear the song...
Pardon?
I'd like to comment on that after we hear the song, but I think if Seth is ready, I'd like to hear the
okay.
music.
Okay, yeah, and the last thing I'll say before we hear it, it begins in the heart area quite intentionally, then moves up into the crown chakra and then down into the earth energy. And all of the voices you're hearing are not just mine, but those of my students as well, from all walks of life, which proves that anyone can connect to this frequency and anyone can connect to their inner harmony. And don't believe me, listen, and I'll be interested to hear from you guys how you responded.
Okay.
All right, Seth, if you can roll that MP3.
Oh, that was relaxing.
And what was the name of that piece, Ileana?
Cosmic Melody.
Cosmic Melody. And how can somebody get that if they'd like?
Well, if you'll send me an email to musicpiece, MUSICPEACE, at voicesofeden.com, I will happily send everyone a link to download it for free.
You are dedicated. And I have to just say that being in your country and you were my hostess, you do have a very, very deep dedication on all levels of using your voice. We went to the ancient sites and sang. And you sing in different languages, and when you sing with your students of different, just about everything in your life is pretty seamless for the way that you are always weaving the threads of connectivity of the singing and the healing and the peace and all different people. It's very phenomenal. I don't know anybody like you. And you took me to great restaurants, too. We had fun, didn't we?
Well, that always helps.
Israeli food, I'll tell you. Except for that one brownie that day. That was marginal. That was
Middle Eastern brownie. Okay.
And what I want to do is put out on my put out of my newsletter, which people can access free, a sound healing newsletter. Just go on my website, musicforjoyandhealing.com, that, you know, if people want to go on a sacred peace tour, Ileana would be a wonderful person. You email me and I'll make a list. We can get a tour guide. And I think it'd be fabulous, particularly for women, because Ileana and I both work so closely with the Divine Feminine, and that was the focus of our tour, that we could create a sacred peace tour. My dream would be to go to Israel and then to follow the Mary Magdalene Trail over to France. So it's really just a matter of a co-creation, I believe, at this point, that, you know, if this is the right, and again, the beginning of the program we talked about in the flow of things, I think it'd be really wonderful.
Well, I'm seeing on your voicesofeden.com calendar,
mm-hmm.
you have an authentic singing weekend on July 24th.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I clicked on the link there, and the link did not go anyplace.
Thank you very, very much for bringing that up, because the date, as we speak, the event is, the location and date is in transition.
Okay.
But it's something that, see, you guys know I'm authentic, and really, here's peace in action. Boy, do I know how to screw things up. I love it. You know it? It's
darn
okay.
Well, when we're going,
when we're going
with the flow, it's not like we can take a hammer and nail things down anymore.
Isn't it great?
With the universe, and something better is always created.
Well,
that's,
you know, I'm actually really excited about that course, but it's like it's taking a lot longer to come about than my mind would think it would, and it's just fine. What it'll be is that singers are going to come with their own music, and we're going to film them before and afterwards. They're going to come naked voice, a cappella, and then I'll work with them to teach them these five elements, and then they'll be working with that, with their own material, and then at the end of the process, record them again, and then they'll have a DVD to take away. Yeah, isn't that cool? I love it. I just love it. And I'm understanding that it needs to wait until the center is finished, and that it needs to happen in the center, not in an outside location.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you want to let folks know is going on?
Any trips planned to the U.S. in the near future? Well, you're moving, so that takes
energy. Yeah. I've been at that last tour in November to present at the Sound Healing Conference in the Chopra Center in the UN was like the closure of a period. I'm really focused right now on building the center here and teaching over the Internet, so please keep in touch with the blog and... There's a free 5-day stress release course that you can download free as well on the website on voicesofeden.com, and I'll be happy to keep you guys updated, to keep radio listeners updated, and of course privately as I receive invitations, and then I go going to France and to the States as well, and for public events, invite me, make me a proposition, I'll come.
Yeah, or we can come visit you.
And please come to visit. The result of Jan coming is also the result of honest, clear heart listening. What brought me to Israel 16 years ago, actually as of next week, is 16 years ago that I moved here.
Oh, really?
An inner voice that said, I was in France at the time, that moved to Israel, settle in the Galilee, establish a self-realization garden and a healing arts center where there will be special music that combines East, West, computers. It will be in a green place where one sees blue, and the focus will be over the seas. Now, this was 17 years ago. Who knew what the Internet was at that point? I closed up shop in France. I moved to Israel. It took me 12 years to get to Galilee. And 16 years later, there is Voices of Eden Music that combines East-West, the research, the 5 CDs, the workbook, the courses, the permanent center that is that I'll be moving to in 2 months. And the focus over the seas is to share the good and the healing that's here already with people overseas, particularly in the United States, because that's where I'm from. But not just. People also come from Europe and Australia and really all over the world. And you picked up on it, Jan, which I so appreciate.
You are an instrument of peace, instrumental for global healing through sound, which is really needed right now.
So are you, my dear. It takes one. Uh-huh. It takes one to know one. And for those of you so inspired, please pick up Jan's idea. Consider it in your heart, especially those of you who are courageous of heart, who are conscious. Who, if you consider yourself a peace leader, and then your heart gets afraid from what you see on the news, maybe it's time to consider freeing yourself from that brainwash.
Mm-hmm. It was definitely all about
it. You know, I'm real. But it's like I can't bring that overseas. You have to come here to experience it, and I guarantee you that if you do, not only will you be contributing to peace, you will be bringing peace into your own life, and that will cause a ripple effect. We're a domino effect, and it serves all of us. And selfishly, it serves you first, and it should.
Yes, I definitely collected up some fragments of myself throughout Israel.
Radiate from there.
Yeah, we all want to radiate. Well, Eliana, we have one more question.
I want to go back
to our interview.
You talked about the tonality in your song, that the 136.1, that frequency.
Oh yeah, uh huh.
Do you know Alan Howarth, or have you been to rawmusic.com?
I do. I know.
No.
Well, Eliana, go to ramusic.com when you get a chance.
Yeah.
And Alan did some research and discovered that what we think is the natural frequency for music based on A440 is actually an artificial frequency, and what evidently is a more organic resonance for a musical scale is A at 424 to 426. And he actually has the possibility on his website that you can take a wave file of a piece of music and convert it to the raw scale.
Oh, that's major cool. That's major
cool.
Well, you know where it comes from?
Yeah.
It comes from the Cairo Convention of 1936. In ancient times, all music was tuned to this frequency. And until the church reform, with the Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Si, all music was based on, well, let's say modes. I'm not going to get into Eastern music. And then music started going into this being based upon the what we now today call the Western scale out of a church politic, that this is, this particular mode is how this soul will go up. And that evolved, and the musics began to diverge. In the East, music was never written down. It wasn't the church. It was, wherever it was in the world.
you knew who gave Alan his research is Randy Masters.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Is this a small world?
Well, so then I'm sure Randy is well aware of in 1936 the Cairo Convention when Westerners and Easterners met, and the Westerners said, let's have a tempered scale so that everybody in the world will be the same.
And things got a little
Easterners,
bit tweaked from that there on in.
Yeah. And that changed a lot. And fortunately, there were the ones who resisted and didn't change, so that still today we have in the Middle East and in India, you know, still the instruments are tuned to that.
Well, I know your voice is naturally tuned. Again, it is quite beautiful, and people can listen to Ileana's music at her website, Voices of Eden. And Ileana, we thank you as our guest tonight. It's just really amazing that here you're speaking to us in present time in Israel, and keep the good work up.
Well, thank you very much, and Matt, good luck in Texas with your new endeavors. And
well, thank you.
Jan.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
I'll talk to
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Thank
Bye.
You very much.
Good morning.
You're right.
Take care.
Sweet dreams all, and good morning for those
around.
Of you who are on the other side of the hemisphere.
Thank you.
Bye.
And to good night. And to those of you
thanks,
out there
thanks
who've
thanks for
been
the
enjoying,
link.
Oh, yeah.
I'll check
well,
that.
I signed up for your newsletter, Ileana, so.
Here we go. Yeah. Well, Matt, this is it. We're wrapping it up. Well,
for a while, but who knows how the things
it's
will.
It's not goodbye. It's just so long. I would like to give a little plug for my CD, As Above, So Below, that opened our show tonight. And the last song tonight is perfect. It's Tawa, and it's the All That Is. Any parting remarks, Matt, before we say goodnight?
Well, this is probably the closing of the first suite, and there are many more suites to go with you, my dear.
Thank you, Matt. You're so sweet.
Thank you.
It's been great, and good night. Thanks for listening.
Night, y'all.
Oh,